Sakshat Brahma Mayo Hari Am Sam Sena Chaturdagat Putatvam Pratita Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Iti Sangaya Dasyapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Mayo Hari Am Sam Sena Chaturdagat Putratvam Partita Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatrughna Iti Sangaya Tasyapi Bhagavanesha Sakshat Brahma Mayo Hari Am Tam Tena Chaturdagat Putratvam Pratita Surai Rama Lakshmana Bharata Shatruga Iti Sangaya Tasya of him, Maharaj Dasarath, api also, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, eshaha, all of them, sakshat, directly, brahmamayaha, the Supreme Parabrahman, the Absolute Truth. Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Amsa Amsena, by an expansion of plenary portion. Chaturda, by fourfold expansions. Agat, accepted. Putratvam, sonhood. Pratitata, being paid for by Surahai, by the demigods, Rama, Lord Ramachandra, Lakshmana, Lord Lakshman, Bharata, Lord Bharata, Shatrughna, and Lord Shatrughna, Iti, thus, Sangyaya, by different names. Being prayed for by the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth Himself, directly appeared with His expansions and expansions of the expansion. Their holy names were Rama, Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna. These celebrated incarnations thus appeared in four forms as the son of Maharaj Dasarath. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Lord Ramachandra and his brothers, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna, are all Vishnu Tattva, not Jiva Tattva. The Supreme Personality of Godhead expands into many, many forms. Advaita Machuta Manadi Mananta Rupam. Although they are one and the same, the Vishnu Tattva has many forms and incarnations. As confirmed in Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, verse 39, Ramadi mar murtishu kala niyamanena tistan. The Lord is situated in many forms, such as Ram, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna, and these forms may exist in any part of His creation. All these forms exist permanently, eternally, as individual personalities of Godhead, and they resemble many candles, all equally powerful. Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharata, and Shatrughna who, being Vishnu Tat, were all equally powerful, became the sons of Maharaj Dasarath in response to the prayers by the demigods. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militandena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhanandigam Adadanas Trinandan Thayridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this Nomi day in the month of Chaitra, this is the auspicious appearance of Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Bharata and Shatrughna. Here Prabhupada in the verse also very carefully points out Brahma Mayohari. They are all the supreme absolute truth. None of them is Jiva Tattva. Dasarath is very fortunate that he has not just one son but four sons who are Vishnu Tattva. Partita. Is it Partita? Partita Surai. They were prayed for by the demigods. Because one fellow, Ravana, became very powerful in Sri Lanka. And he conquered the entire universe by his powers. But he was a great demon. In fact, his name, Ravana, means who makes others cry. To cry is Rona, but one who makes others cry is Ravana. He made so many people cry throughout the entire universe. He was very cruel. Sometimes he could manifest 10 heads. Later we'll see Lord Ramachandra, he cut off each of those, but they still kept reappearing. It's interesting, he has 10 heads, and Lord Rama's father is also known as Dasarath, means 10. But Rat means, you see, we always control the rath by a rein. There we see a nice picture in Bhagavad Gita, all the senses are described just like horses. So he has all his senses under control, whereas Dasarath, he is controlled completely by his senses. Later he will steal Sita and everyone will give him the good advice, but he cannot hear any good advice. So just like on the other side of the island we have Krishna and Balaram, so this Ram and Lakshman, they're none other than Krishna and Balaram. Although in this particular incarnation, Balaram has come as a younger brother. Tonight we'll discuss how Balaram came as the older brother. This incarnation he was younger brother. Bharat, and then there's Bharat and Shatrughan. And Shatrughan, he's got a very deep connection with Mathura. We'll discuss that also tonight. What is Shatrughan's connection with Mathura? So all of these boys, they were all equally powerful, the supreme personalities of Godhead. So here's given example of candles. You may have so many candles. Still, there's one original candle that lit all the other candles. But once they're all lit, they're all equals. So the absolute truth may have many appear in many different forms, but they're all equal. They're all. We have to understand the difference between Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Vishnu Tattva are all controllers, and Jiva Tattva are all control. So even though the demigods may be very powerful, they're all controlled by the Supreme Lord, because they're always offering yajna to Lord Vishnu in order to become more powerful and opulent. They cannot become powerful and opulent independently. They're dependent. Whereas all the forms, the Vishnu Tattva forms, there may be many, many different forms, they're all equally the Supreme Personality of God. No difference. Still, Krishna's tu Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Sayam. At the end of the list of all the different avatars, just like in Krishna Balaram Mandir, we're reading that list, then Sukadeva Goswami says Krishna's tu Bhagavan. But the origin, just like we said, all the candles are lit, but still there's original candle. So sometimes people are superstitiously telling, oh, but Lord Rama, he appeared before Krishna, so he's, why are you giving so much importance to Krishna? Lord Rama appeared first. But these pastimes are always going on in cycles, so cycle you cannot say which is first, which is last. When it goes around in circle, then you cannot say. But ultimately, on the authority of Brahma Samhita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it is established that Krishna is tu Bhagavan. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Ramadi Murti Su, he takes many different forms like Rama, Nishinga, Baraha. And here he's taken four forms: Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughan. And they all have, interesting, they have three mothers. Who are the twins, Bharat and Shatrughan? Who are the three mothers? One is Kaushalya, then Kaikeyi, Sumitra. Who has twins? Sumitra has twins. Because this Maharaj Dasarath, he's coming down in the Suryavams, in the line coming from the sun, just like Krishna, he's in Chandravams. Therefore, though it was Astami day, Prabhupada describes in the Krishna book, that means only half moon, but the moon was overjoyed that Krishna appeared in his dynasty, so he appeared, almost appeared full. But Lord Ram, he's coming in Suryavams. We have these two dynasties coming down through Maharaj Raghu, who's very famous. Therefore we chant Raghupati, Raghava. He's coming in that line of Raghu. He's famous by the name Raghava, meaning coming from Raghu Maharaj. So they appeared as this, because Dasarath, somehow or other, he was unable to get any child. So he performed some jagya, and that jagya, some amrit was given. Was split between Kaikeyi and Kaushalya, but then they immediately turned to the third wife. They gave each a portion, therefore she got twins. She gave a portion from each pot to her. Therefore, in due course of time, these four personalities appeared. And they were very, very beautiful and charming. Ram Kumar is the most enchanting, completely illusioning anybody's heart. Anyone, he's Mohan. completely illusioning everyone's heart. And they grew into, they were trained, because they were kshatriyas, they're trained in all the kshatriya arts. And it's very interesting, and of course we know in Bali, it's very famous for Ramayana. They have different stories also. And also in Thailand, one time I was visiting Thailand, and we have a dear godbrother there, Rishikesh Ananda, who was very good friends with the king, as well, especially with his, or his, not the king, but the crown princess's Sanskrit guru, Satyavat Shastri. So when I was there, we went to visit Satyavat Shastri, and just because it's just the nature of living in Vrindavan, as soon as we were introduced, I said, Radhe, Radhe, and both he and his wife, they melted. Oh, Radhe, Radhe, Prabhu, Radhe, 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 Radhe. And I was trying to figure out what is his connection with Vrindavan. Turns out he was one of the trustees of Ranganath Temple there, or he sits on the board, or whatever it is that they have. And even he was unaware that foreigners were not allowed into this, even foreign devotees, those who were Vaishnavas. So I made him aware of that thing. Later, some lady from Slovenia, she pushed and pushed, so I'm sure that having discussed the thing with Satyavat Shastri also helped, that they made it now legal that the foreign devotees can also go enter into the Ranganath temple in Vrindavan. Anyway, he was a very great Sanskrit scholar. He was the Sanskrit guru of the crown princess of Thailand. And in Thailand they have a book called Ramakien, which is their version of the Ramayana. And it's interesting, in Ramakien, many different things are resolved that we have no answer for. Just like why Kaikeyi became so envious of Lord Ram and wanted to put her son . So in Ramakien it describes, very interesting, because we're discussing how Lord Ram was trained as a kshatriya. So it describes in Ramakien, this Sumantra, she's always referred to as... What was the name of the hunchback woman in Krishna Leela? Kubja. In Ramakien, she's always referred to as Kubja, because she was hunchback, you know, hunchback. So there it describes that when Lord Ram, as a young boy, was learning the military arts, especially wielding the bow and arrow, he was very expert in wielding the bow and arrow. This young girl appeared, Kubja, and she was all bent. So Lord Ram, just being playful, he shot an arrow, pew, and made her straight. And everyone was amazed. And again, being playful, he shot another arrow, and again she became bent, and everyone laughed. That laughter entered into the heart of Kubja, Sumantra. And she vowed that in the future she will take vengeance. He's just playful. Little boys are playful. They do playful things. But because everyone laughed at her, she could not tolerate this insult to be made straight and then again crooked. So this is why Sumantra poisoned the mind of Kaikeyi. It's very interesting. So we know at some point our Vishramitra appears. And Dasarath receives him very graciously, and he sits him down, washes his feet, says, any seva for me? He said, yes, I want your son to come and protect my yajna. Dasarathi begins to tremble. And Viswamitra, he becomes a little angry. So at that point, Vasishtha Rishi appears. He said, what kind of training have you given to your disciple? So then Vasishtha Rishi, he explains, look, he's so powerful, he can do it himself. But while he's doing this yajna, he has taken vow not to do any fight or take up any weapon. He can protect your son by himself. There's no need of any fear. It's just he just needs Rama as an excuse to kill these demons. You don't worry. So then Dasarath, with heavy heart, we can just see the scene. He says, well, please take Lakshman along, that the two of them can be together. So he takes Lakshman along with him, Rama and Lakshman. We can just see all the queens crying and Dasarath crying. And Viswamitra very firm, unmoved by all this emotion that's going on around him. So on the way, they're attacked by, what was her name? Begins with T, it's only Tarksha. Tarka. And she begins to grow larger, and Viswamitra says, you see, now it is evening time. The demons have become more powerful evening time. You should kill her immediately. Don't worry that she's a woman. She's a great demon. You see, this used to be a beautiful celestial garden. Now it is just filled with bones and a desert. She has destroyed every living creature here. Don't hesitate to kill her. So Lord Ram, she's growing in power. It's evening time. He takes his arrow, and she turns into a beautiful goddess and blesses Lord Ram. So they continue on, and then they come to the yajna. And while he's performing the yajna, this Subahu and Maricha, they come and begin to pour so many nasty things on the yajna. So Ram and Lakshman, they begin shooting their arrows. They shoot so many arrows, it makes like an umbrella over the yajna. And Maricha and Subahu, they're unable to penetrate this. And then with one arrow, Lord Ram, he dispatches Subahu, and another arrow, he sends Maricha here to Mauritius. That must have been very lucky for him. He found a nice place to do his penance and austerities. Must have been very beautiful those days with no sugar cane everywhere. That time it was not a sugar cane hell. So he stayed here doing his bhajan until Ravan called him. So then, having completed his yajna, he took Ram and Lakshman to Mithila, to Janakpur. I've been to Mithila, very beautiful place. I haven't been to Janakpur, but I was close by, it was on the other side, and it's in Nepal. There in Sitamari, there's one place near the Nepal border called Sitamari. There's a kund called Urvitala. As we know also, Maharaj Janak, he was unable to get child, so the Brahmins told you, plow the land, and boom! The plow hit something, they dug and they found this beautiful box, jewel box, and they opened the box and the very jewel of a child was there, Sita. She was born from the earth. And Sita was just of marriageable age. And without finding a suitable groom, he had set a condition, because in his dynasty they had the bow of Lord Shiva. What is the name? Let's see, maybe it's mentioned here. Because there's a chapter description here. Let's see if it's mentioned. Haradanu. The bow was called Haradanu. Oh, that makes sense. Hara is Lord Shiva, Danush. Haradanu. So many, many kings had come to win the hand of Sita, who was beautiful beyond, we don't even want to imagine how beautiful she was. So the test was, you had to string that bow. Many kings approached, they couldn't even lift the bow. They tried with one hand. They tried with other hand. They tried with both hands. They ended up just falling on the ground, being unable to, everyone laughing, so other kings were afraid. Even this Ravana also appeared. He tried. He managed to lift the bow a little bit, but then it fell from his hand. So Rama and Lakshman were sitting there in the assembly, and finally Vishwamitra, he smiled at Ram. And Ram went there with his left hand. Left hand means that it's the weaker of your, when you do something heavy, then you want to use your right hand. He just picked up that blow like it was a play toy. And he unwound the string and gradually began to pull that bow to string. And as he pulled the bow, bam! There was an excruciating sound throughout the universe. Many people lost their consciousness, in fact. And when they all came to, then Sita, she came with a beautiful garland and playfully, very respectfully, not playfully, respectfully, placed that garland on Lord Ramachandra's neck. So then there was a big wedding ceremony. Dasarath came, very beautiful wedding ceremony. All the four brothers were married in that ceremony, very beautiful wedding ceremony. Then they returned to Ayodhya. So gradually Dasarath, he became quite elderly. So naturally he should turn the kingdom over to his eldest son, Lord Ram. And Ram was the darling. Sita and Ram were the darlings of Ayodhya. Everyone loved them so much. And no one could wait. It was like last night we came and all the ladies were making all these nice decorations for the temple. They were all excitedly doing the decorations. It's tomorrow's Ram Navami. Everybody was very busy, though it was late at night. So we can just imagine everybody making the... Just imagine, we're just making a little festival in the temple, but actual Lord Ram and Sita are there and we're having the coronation ceremony. Just imagine everybody getting ready for the coronation ceremony. But meanwhile, Sumantra had poisoned the mind of Kaikeyi. And now we understand that Ramakien gives us a secret behind this. And one time in battle, she had assisted her husband, so he had given her two boons. She said, I will take them later. So everybody's preparing for the coronation of Ram. Everyone's very happy. Kaikeyi entered into the room of Dasarath and said, now I want to take my boons. You make my son Bharat the king, and you send Ram to the forest for 14 years. Dasarath fainted. We can imagine. Everyone, we just imagine the excitement. Just last night we were seeing the excitement of decorating the temple for Ram Navami. You just imagine the excitement. Lord Ram's going to be coronated the next, very next day. The height of all the excitement. She puts this poison in the middle of the festival. And Dasarasi begs and pleads with her, but she's firm. Kaikeyi has very carefully poisoned, Sumantra has very carefully poisoned her mind. So then the news is given to Lord Ram, Lord Ram being very noble. He immediately touches the feet of his father, so be it. Lakshmi, a little younger, he's very upset. What is this? Who can stop Lord Ram from becoming the king? What is this? He's ready. He said, no, Bhaiya, just relax. We should follow the order of our father. Because we see the Indian children, they're very obedient to father and mother. You boys are listening. Huh? Indian children, they're very obedient to father and mother. So the whole of Ayodhya struck, we can't imagine, the height of the whole festival, then all of a sudden everything turns upside down. And then it's decided that Lakshman should accompany him. And just wearing bark of trees and barefoot, Lord Ram went off into exile. And Dasarath, being unable to bear the separation, he left his body. Meanwhile, they called Bharat. When he heard the thing, he became furious with his mother. He refused to accept the throne. He went to a place called Nandigram and took Lord Ramachandra's padukas and vowed to worship them until his brother comes back. Anyway, it's long, so many pastimes are there in the forest. Eventually, they stay in Chitrakoot for some time. Many pastimes happen in Chitrakoot. And he was walking barefoot. Therefore, they say, Chitrakoot ke Ramraj, Vrindavan ki dool, urd mastad lagke sab paap hui. In Chitrakoot and Dandakaranya, Lord Ram, he was walking barefoot. So that dust is Ramraj. Chitrakoot Ramraj, Vrindavan ki dool. And we know our Gopal, he was wandering around barefoot all over Braj. So Chitrakoot Ramraj, Vrindavan ki dool, ur mastak lagke sa paap hui dur. All your sins will go very far away to dur ban. Eventually they entered into the Dandakaranya forest in their travels. And there they were attacked by thousands of Rakshasas, the rovers of the night. And Lord Ram alone dispatched the 14,000 rovers of the night. Just previously, they had run into Suparnaka. We'll also hear some interesting things of Suparnaka tonight. So, she fell in love immediately with Lord Ram. And she approached him. And Lord Ram said, no, I'm already married. But my brother, Lakshman, he's very qualified. You take him. I've taken a vow for only one wife. He has no such vow. You take him. So she approached Lakshman. Lakshman said, I am just the mere servant of Lord Ram. How can you accept such an inferior husband as me? Better you accept Lord Ram. Then she could understand the only thing between her and Lord Ram was Sita, and she attacked Sita. Her nose was cut off. Then she went to her brothers, were staying nearby in the forest, and these 14,000 rovers of the night attacked, and they were all demolished by Lord Ram single-handedly. So Suparnaka, she returned to Lanka with her nose cut off, and Ravan was very furious. She described that single-handedly he killed all of your 14,000 robbers of the night. He's very powerful, my dear brother. Even you will not be able to. Single-handedly he stood alone. Even you will not be able to. But, my dear brother, he has a charming wife whose beauty and chance, I've never seen such a beauty in my life, my dear brother, because she knows Ravan's weakness. If you capture her, certainly he will die. So then Rava made this plan. And he called Marichi back from Mauritius. Prabhupada said he thought better, he didn't want to take part in this plan, but he said, anyway, better to die at the hand of Ram than the hand of Ravan. Because Ravan said, either you do this work or I'll kill you. So better to die by the hand of Ram than Ravan. So he became this beautiful golden deer playing in the forest. And Sita said, oh Ram, just see this beautiful deer. Please bring him. And Ram thought golden deer is not a thing that occurs in nature. Something strange going on here. So he told Lakshman, you please stay here and protect Sita. I will go see what is this. I have some fear that this is some Rakshasa magic. So that deer ran far into the forest. And Lord Ram shot his arrow. And then immediately he took his form as Marichi. And he called out, oh, Lakshman, Sita, help me. Immediately Sita said, told Lakshman, go. He said, this is just some Rakshasa magic. Who can, Lord, nobody can challenge Lord Ram. Then Sita spoke such cruel words that Lakshman's ears were burning. Oh, you've just been waiting for this moment. Now Ram's in trouble, and now I'm alone with you. Oh, this was your plan. Why you came to the forest. This burned Lakshman's ears. He made a ring. He said, you don't step across this ring. He disobeyed the order of his brother because his ears were burning. And he went to Lord Ram. So that time, Ravana took advantage that Sita's alone, and he came disguised as sage in the forest. Matre Bhiksha Dehi. Oh, mother, please give me something to eat. And he already had stepped. As soon as he stepped over that ring, fire came. He couldn't step, so he stayed outside. So, I'm so weak, I cannot walk any further. Please bring it to me. Sita, remembering the order of Lakshman, still she violated that order and stepped out of the ring, and Ravan appeared and captured her and carried her away in his chariot. Jatayu made a valiant effort. The old ancient bird Jatayu. But alas, the ravages of time, just like we're most of myself and my god brothers were all at the age where feeling the ravages of time. We can't run as fast like we used to do. We can't do all the things we used to do. Our memories, the ravages of time are coming after us. So though he valiantly fought, he was mortally wounded by Ravana, who laughed and flew off to the south. When Lakshman encountered Lord Ram, he said, why have you left Sita? I told you not to leave her. Now I know something inauspicious, because this indeed was a Rakshasa. You see his body lying there. that golden deer turned into a hideous rakshas. So they ran back and, no, Sita. Oh, Lakshman, why have you left her? I told you. And Lord Ram, he began searching all over for Sita. First they found Jatayu. With his dying breath, told them that she's been carried away to the south by Ravan. And he left his body. And Lord Ram performed the funeral ceremony of the valiant Jatayu. They continued, then they met this Kabanda. He also gave, he killed that Kabanda. He gave some more hints. They go to the south. Eventually, Lord Ram encountered the Vanaras. They're seeing these two powerful personalities. They sent one Vanara ahead to check them out. The one who went ahead, he became completely enchanted by Lord Ram. Then he understood that they meant no harm, and that they were the followers of Sugriva, who was grieving. Sugriva was grieving because Bali had kicked him out from his kingdom, was now enjoying with his monkey wife, so he was very aggrieved. So then Ram dispatched that Bali, and Sugriva again became the king. And he gave Ram all his army of Vanaras to search for Sita. And finally they searched everywhere. It's all big, long pastime. Finally Hanuman, because he's this son of the wind, he leapt across the ocean to Lanka. And although he entered the palace, he saw many beautiful women in Ravana's harem. He failed to see anyone who matched the description that Lord Rama had given. But wandering around, he came to the Ashokvan where Sita was staying. Just previously day, the Ravana had threatened that he's going to eat her because he had violated some rishi's daughter, so that rishi had cursed that if you forcibly enjoy a woman, you will die, your heads will split. So he was unable to force, but he was frightening her in so many ways. But Sita was remaining chaste to her Lord Ram. So then he approached Sita and told her that he was the message of Lord Ram. And she says, who is this being who speaks my Lord's name with such love? But then she became frightened. It may be some Rakshasa magic, but he speaks the name of my Lord with such love. And Lord Ram had given her one jewel, given Lakshman one jewel, that way she will recognize that you were sent by me. When she saw that jewel, she immediately was so joyous that you have come from my Lord. Please tell me, he has to come quickly. Ravana is going to cook and eat me. So then, just to take an estimate of the strength of the Rakshasas, Hanuman made himself appear and they captured him and brought him before Ravan, and Ravan very cruelly thought, these monkeys are always very proud of their tails. Set his tail on fire. Don't kill him. Set his tail on fire. And then Hanuman broke from his bonds with his tail on fire. He set the whole of Lanka on fire. And he leapt across the ocean and returned to Lord Ram. The Sita's there, but it's, she's in desperate condition. So Lord Ram came there to the end of the subcontinent and looked across the ocean. They were camped there trying to figure out how to attack Lanka. At that time, Bibhishan, although he was a demon, he was a pious, though he's born in the family, he was pious. And he beseeched his brother, so many inauspicious things have happened, you must return, Sita. But Ravan couldn't hear anything. He said, from relatives we get nothing but malice. I spit hearing the words that you speak. Relatives are the worst, always envious. So being totally insulted by his brother, he left. He was immediately arrested by the Banaras. And Lakshman was ready to kill him, and Lord Ram said, no, we should not. He's come in a surrendered mood. So then Bibhishan was spared, and Lord Ram crowned him as king. And with his knowledge of all the forts and everything of Sri Lanka, they made their plan, but how to reach there? So Ram called the goddess of the Samudra, but Samudra Devi failed to appear. Then Lord Ram, with his angry glance, the water began to boil, and when the whole ocean was going to evaporate, then Samudra Devi came and said, please, excuse me. Ram said, you let us pass across your ocean anyway, anyhow. So she agreed. Then they began to throw huge boulders into the ocean. Then amazingly, they began to float. And Hanuman and all the monkeys were bringing boulders from so many different places, different mountain peaks, and throwing them in. This way they built this bridge across the ocean, and then they attacked. And huge battles were going on. Even sometimes Lakshman is unconscious. He sends Hanuman to bring the Sanjeevani herb. He can't figure, just a monkey. How he doesn't know anything about herbs, so he just ripped up the whole mountain and brought the whole mountain. Lakshman is revived, and finally, after everybody is finished, then finally Ravan is just, and he doesn't want to face Lord Ram. He sent everybody. So finally there's a big face-off, and Lord Ram, he's cutting off all the heads, but they just reappear as soon as he cuts them off. So finally he takes a special arrow from his quiver and draws it and shoots it into the heart of Ravan, and he falls down dead to the earth. And everyone's joyous. Oh, now Ravan is dead. We've conquered. Then they go to the Ashokvan. And Sita comes. And then Lord Ram, very strange, instead of accepting her back, he says, we have not fought this battle for you. We have fought this battle to save the name of the Raghu dynasty, that no one can trample on the Raghu dynasty and go unscathed. But you have stayed with our enemy for so long. We do not know your situation. Of course, Lord Ram was just setting example. He's a king. He has to be above suspicion. Nowadays, the heads of state, they're all the worst type of characters. Just like a couple of presidents ago in America, I was embarrassed to tell anybody I'm American. Such a useless guy. So he has to be above suspicion. Otherwise, the people have no faith in the king, then everything will be ruined. As you see all over the world, the leaders are all rogues and thieves, so the citizens also rogues and thieves. Sita's amazed. Why? What was the use of all of this bloodshed? If this was your desire, then I would have died a long time ago. I would have just died myself. Anyway, she told Lakshman to build a pyre. Lakshman thought Ram would stop him. But no. He built this pyre, and Sita stepped into the pyre. And immediately Agnidev appeared and declared to the whole world. Therefore, this was what Lord Ram wanted. He wanted to show everyone that she's pure, that I'm not that I'm just attached, handpicked husband and taking back my wife who was with some other man. That she's pure. She's chaste. So when witnessed by the entire world, then Lord Ram was willing to take her back. And they returned to Ayodhya in a beautiful Viman. And we can just imagine how the joy of Ayodhya, 14 years, we can't imagine without Lord Ram. And then he ruled for many years, and eventually we know this story of this Dobi. He will tell also something interesting about him tonight. Lord Ram thought people have no faith in their king. This is not good. So even though Sita was pregnant, he sent her to the forest, the ashram of Valmiki, just near where we have a brand new temple coming, a very beautiful temple in Kanpur, in a place called... what is the name of that place? Anyway, Valmiki's ashram is there. And Love and Kush appeared there. Finally, in the end, Sita enters into the earth. Lord Ram, in great grief, he performs 13,000 years of yajnas. And then he also enters back to, having finished his work on the earth, he returns to his own abode. So these are all the wonderful pastimes. There's so many, we could go on and on and on, but it will get very late. So many wonderful pastimes. And it's said in Bhagavad Gita, does anybody know the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada one time asked us, he said, what is the most important verse in Bhagavad Gita? Who will say? Tell, what do you think is most important verse? Shy, all right. Everybody always says Sarvadharmam Prichasam Zimam. No. No. Prichanayasa, no. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatvata chaktva janma naitir mameti sorjuna. Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata. My janma and karma, they're divyam. Almost like English, divine. And anyone who knows this, evam yoveti, veti comes from the word Veda. Anyone who knows this tatvata in truth, taktva punar janmana, he doesn't take another birth. We're taking this punar janma, but punar janmana, Krishna says. Then what will happen if we don't take another verse? Mameti Sorjuna, he comes to me, Arjuna. So, brother, this is the most important. You just simply by knowing these pastimes of the Lord are divya, transcendental. So maybe sometimes people, atheists, they challenge, oh, if your God is so great, why he was taking shelter of monkeys? He had to have monkeys to help him. This is all just Krishna's kindness that he allowed these monkeys to become part of his lila. It's all Krishna's lila. Acha. So this is all Krishna's lila. So if anybody knows in truth, punar janmana, he doesn't take another birth. Just by knowing this thing. So these days like Ram Navami, where we can discuss all these divya, divine pastimes of the Lord, then we get the opportunity, tyaktva punarja, tyaktva, tyag. After leaving this body, punarjanma naiti, we don't take another body. Just this simple thing Prabhupada said. There he said, this is the most important verse. Janma karma jame divyam evam yoviti tattva, tyaktva deham, leaving this body, tyaktva, tyag, tyaktva deham, punarjanma na. He doesn't take another verse. Mameti surjuna. So these are wonderful days to remember the glorious pastimes of the Lord and get the opportunity to not take another birth in this material world. We go back to home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So any questions or comments? Questions, and tonight we'll hear all kinds of interesting connections between Ram Leela and Braj Leela. Yes? Which verse is this? I don't remember that one. But anyway, just like Lord Chaitanya, he also told the same thing. And when he told Murari Gupta that you give up the worship of Lord Ram and you worship Radha Krishna, then all night he cried and he came back. He says, I've already sold my head at the feet of Raghav. I cannot take my head back, therefore I only choice is to die. Then Lord Chaitanya was very pleased by his devotion. So generally in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we're all mad after Radha and Krishna, but if somebody likes Lord Ram, confirmed, we're all mad after Radha Krishna. Even the balloon became so mad he just exploded. Because all the Lord's pastimes are transcendental. It's like Prabhupada sometimes criticized why you made this Radha Parthasarathi temple in Delhi. He said, Ladini Shakti is always with Krishna. Wherever Krishna is, Ladini Radha is there. So whatever pastime Lord is playing, this is all, we love to hear about everything. Generally we don't spend so much time, but on special days like this we also relish hearing about the pastimes that our Lord performed as in the form of Lord Ram. Mostly we see our, just like even Lochan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Mangala, he says Lord Chaitanya relished hearing again and again the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, all about Nrisimhadev. So our goal is to become absorbed in Radha Krishna Leela, but to all the Leela is transcendental. It will all help us reach that goal. Sadhu. In truth, yeah. Not thinking that just some stories.
Yeah. One can go back to what about those? Will it not do? Will it take birth in that?
obviously, those who don't know Krishna, they're going to have to take another birth. Those who don't understand the pastimes of the Lord, they're going to have to take another birth, obviously. Not necessarily an animal. According to their karma, they will take birth. They may go to heavenly planet, they may go to animal kingdom, according to their karma. But those who understand that Krishna's karma is divya, just like Prabhupada said, we've got rasa lila and Krishna's got rasa lila. So we can all bow down our heads at the very soft and wonderful lotus feet of that great personality who's given us all these wonderful information about the divya lila, janma karma of Krishna and all his different avatars. Srila Prabhupada ki.